Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those who have been. Welcome to those online. Let's stand up and start praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thank you. You are in this place. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We thank you that you are great, Father. And we are praising the Lord always. We praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, I am who you say I am. I'll do what you say I can. You hold your word above all of your name. So I smile because I know it will never change. Glory to the one who has given me his son. He won't withhold anything. the Lord. We worship you, Jesus.
Just to stand before.
finisher, hallelujah. You're the first and the last, hallelujah. You are great, you are great.
Try to fix my mic, so you know I don't correct you guys anymore. Maybe you want me to start doing it again. So praise the Lord. Just increase the volume and I don't have to scream. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, worship team. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, God day, everybody. Hallelujah. Let's pray for our children. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if you have a need and you have an issue, this is your time to ask God to meet you at the place of your need. Father, we thank you for this wonderful, glorious day. We thank you for waking us all up this morning and bringing us back to your house. We are forever grateful. Thank you for the breath of life. When the breath leaves, it is over with man. And then we come to your presence and wait for the judgment. But Lord, today you have given us another day to breathe, to magnify your holy name. We thank you for your spirit that's within us. We give you praise. Thank you, O God, that you are a great God. Thank you for all our families, all our biological children, all our spiritual children, all our partners, and all our extended families, all over the world, from age 120 plus to zero form. Those in seed forms, those in the womb, those that are walking the earth. Every decade of life, we commit all into your hands. We say you reign over all. You are our portion in the land of the living. We know nothing else but you, God. God in the morning, God in the afternoon, God at nighttime. You are everything to us. In you we live and we have our being. So when the children go to school or to work or to their career or their retirement age, whatever they are doing, Father, be with them. Your promises are yes and amen. And your promise is you will never leave us nor forsake us. So we thank you that you are with us. In every dimension, you are with us. Thank you for their success. Thank you for victory. Thank you for divine health, divine wealth, prosperity, promotion upon promotion, victory upon victory. There's Glory and Peace Church family here and all over the world. They are truly blessed and highly favored. The glory of God is upon all. And Lord, remember everyone. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. See you later.
Say, remember me, Lord.
Say, remember me, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. Spirit of the living God. Spirit of wisdom. Spirit of knowledge. Spirit of understanding. Spirit of counsel. Spirit of might. Spirit of the fear of the Lord. And all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you. We welcome you into our heart, into our lives, into our homes, a church, ministry, families, business, city, nation, and in this service. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, our scripture reading is, we're going to read the Numbers. How many of you read the whole chapter at home on your own? I knew it. It's going to be only that chapter 10, verse 9 and 10. That will be it. So you're going to read all of it now. So crack out your Bibles and start reading. One of these days, I'm going to tell them not to put it on the marquee. Then I'll see how many of you come to church with your Bible. It's easy now. You can put it on your phone. I mean, you can put it on your iPad. So get the word for yourself. Say amen. There's nothing in this world. All you have is a word. And at the end of time, that's what God is going to require. He's going to require his word and what you did with it. Praise the Lord. God is about himself. Himself. Everything is about God. God has never changed his system. It's all about himself. So if you want to know about me, myself, and I, it's God. Yes, you came out of him, don't you? So that's himself. Hallelujah. The heavens came out of him. That's himself. The earth came out of him. That's himself. The waters came out of him. That's himself. Can you tell me one thing that is outside of God? All the angels came out of him. Even though some of them rebelled, like devil and the cohorts, but they all came out of him. Everything. That's why the word of God says everything that has breath. Praise the Lord. So you got to praise him and give him thanks. Hallelujah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Say it like you mean it this morning. Praise the Lord. So we thank God. It's the Feast of Trumpets. Rosh Hashanah very soon. We'll be going to Yom Kippur. Days of Atonement. So as you crossing over, you begin to ask God to cleanse you. He has forgiven us our sin, but you know how we are. We still have little things here and there that are still in the way. So we ask God to have mercy on us and cleanse us. Say amen. So after this, you begin to do that for you and your household. Praise the Lord. Where the bookkeepers, the people that God gave the book to, the word of the Lord to, believe that in the between now and the next 10 days is called also not only the feast of not only Rosh Hashanah, it's time of judgment. God is making decision who's going to live and who's going to die. So somebody say, I'm going to live. The Bible says there's death, there's life. So somebody say, I choose life. God say, choose life. He even gave us the answer, choose life. Somebody say, I choose life. I choose life. Hallelujah. Say, I choose life. So decisions are being made in this little short period of time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not written, I have not read it in our own Bible, but the bookkeeper says, you know, the Bible says not everything is written. Here, there's volumes of books. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I don't want to find out whether it's true or not. I choose life. Say amen. So it's a good thing to repent. You know, don't come to church acting like you don't make errors. You do. So those errors tell God to forgive you. It's a good practice. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. Numbers 10. And the Lord, everybody read. And the Lord spake unto Moses. I'll try not to make any comment so we can just finish it. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, make thee two trumpets of silver, of a whole piece shalt thou make them, that thou mayest use them for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. And when they shall blow with them, all the assembly shall assemble themselves to thee at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. Verse 4, and if they blow but with one trumpet, then the princes, which are heads of the thousands of Israel, shall gather themselves unto thee. When you blow an alarm, then the camps that lie on the east part shall go forward. When you blow an alarm the second time, then the camps that lie on the south side shall take their journey. They shall blow an alarm for their journeys. Verse 7. And when the congregation is to be gathered together, you shall blow, but you shall not sound an alarm. And the sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow with the trumpets, and they shall be to you for an ordinance forever throughout your generation. Somebody say hallelujah. How long is this feast for? And forever. Forever. Somebody say forever. So next year we'll do this again. Say praise the Lord. Forever means forever. Amen. Verse 9. And if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppresseth you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and you shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and you shall be saved from your enemies. Say amen. Somebody say, I'm saved from all my enemies. Verse 10, also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, you shall blow with the trumpets over your burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 11, and it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out to the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran. And they first took their journey according to the commandment of the Lord by the hand of Moses. Somebody shout hallelujah. You should never be under a shepherd who does not take command from God. Be under the one that takes command from God. Say amen. So whatever you are doing and being taught will be under God. And your household will be under God. Say amen. 14, Numbers 10:14. In the first place went the standard of the camp of the children of Judah, according to their armies. And over his host was Nashon, the son of Aminadab. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Issachar was Nathanael, the son of Zua. Hallelujah. Who can tell me who are the tribes of Issachar? What are they good at? Okay, go check out. Check it out. I'll give you a hint. They know times and seasons. They know exactly things that are going to be happening. That is the gifting God put in that tribe. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They understand the times and seasons, and they know what is coming up. Praise the Lord. Verse 16. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Zebulun was Eliab, the son of Helon. And the tabernacles was taken down, and the sons of Geshon and the sons of... You stop reading. Some mouths are closed. I'm only hearing few voices. Read. Move your tongue. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember, the angels only hearken to the voice of the word. So how many people are speaking now? Those are the people that their angels are active. The rest of you that don't speak, they are dormant. They do like this. They see you fall into a hole. They watch you until you call on the Lord yourself. So I like them to go too. The Bible said the angels are ascending and descending. It didn't say they were descending. They are ascending. They are waiting for command. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth. I'm even talking very quiet. The mic is doing most of the work. Praise the Lord. If I really shout, they will hear me down the street. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't need a mic to really shout. Praise the Lord. I got an inbuilt mic. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. And the sons of Geshon and the sons of Merari set forward, bearing the tabernacle, and the standard of the camp of Reuben set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Eleazar, the son of Shedeur. Verse 19, and over the host of the tribe of the children of Simeon was Shelumiel, the son of Zurishaddai. Some people, they think they're speaking in tongues. Their tongue is not rolling. You good. Okay, verse 20. And over the host of the tribe of children of Gad was Eliasaph, the son of Joel. And the Kohathites set forward, bearing the sanctuary. And the other did set up the tabernacles against their camp. Verse 22. Against they came. I said camp, against they came. Verse 22, and the standard of the camp of the children of Ephraim set forward according to their armies. Now, where's the tribe of Ephraim come from? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Clap for yourself. So smart. Praise the Lord. You're Bible smart. Praise God. Well, you got to know these things for yourself, because each one is carrying a blessing that you need in your life. So acquaint yourself. Hallelujah. How many people, this is a season of fruitfulness. So how many people like fruitfulness? Well, they are the people carrying it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That river is flowing from them. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. That rivers are available. Activate it so that they flow. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There will be no barrenness in your generation. Say amen. Fruitfulness. They move forward. Somebody say, I'm going forward. Ephraim set forward according to their armies, and over his host was Elishama, the son of Amihud. Verse 23. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Manasseh was Gamaliel, the son of Pedazur. And over the host of the tribe of children of Benjamin was Abidan, the son of Gideoni. And the standard of the camp of the children of Dan set forward, which was the rare reward of all the camps throughout their host. And over his host was Ahaziah, the son of Amishaddai. And many of you can say El Shaddai. So now you have Amishaddai. Hallelujah. Verse 26. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Asher was Pagiel, the son of Ochran. And over the host of the tribe of the children of Naphtali was Ahira, the son of Enan. Thus were the journeys of the children of Israel according to their armies when they set forward. Verse 29. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Rachel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said. Where are we going? We're going to where the Lord said. Don't move anyhow. Go exactly to where God said. I will give it you. Come down with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Hallelujah. May the people who help you and are good to you, may they not be left behind. May they be dragged into the promises of God with you. Say amen. So it is good to be good to the man or the woman of God, because where they are going, you will be dragged in. Hallelujah. Moses didn't forget. The promise was not for them, but Moses said, you come along. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, remember us and remember those who have been good to us. Say amen. Verse 30. And he said unto him, I will not. Did you read that? I want to read that again. I really like that verse. Verse 29. Everybody read. And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Raguel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord had spoken good concerning Israel. The promises are for Israel, but those who are good to the children of Israel, come along. Hallelujah. 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 We will do them good as they have done good to us. Because Moses' father-in-law was a strategist. He gave strategy of leadership to Moses. God gave him raw anointing, but there's a way to move that anointing. May God give us administrators who are good in helping to move the raw anointing that God has put in the servants of God. Most servants of God are not administrators. They carry raw anointing, but you need administrators around them. But administrators should not go and start overriding the raw anointing. If you do that, you are in trouble. So if you've been practicing that, get out of that fast. Speedily. Say amen. Give them anointing. Their portion is the word. Declare the word. This is what I want done. Just declare it and let the others begin to mobilize it. Say amen. So you don't lead from under up. The anointing is always from the head, flowing down. Once you make that mistake, you know, the person might forgive you, but God does. Deals with you and your family. May leprosy not come upon your family. There are all kinds of leprosy. It used to be physically sin, but now it's beyond that. May you not carry problem out of your zeal. May you have the zeal of the Lord. May I have the zeal of the Lord. Say a big amen. Amen. That is an excellent prayer, because if you use your natural intelligence, this is where people make a mistake, you know, and they get away with, they think they got away with it, but something's waiting for you. You have sown a seed, remember harvest. You sow the seed, the harvest is waiting for you. and the innocent pays the price. May Lord have mercy on us. Somebody say, those who have ears, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Somebody say, I have ears, and I'm hearing what the Spirit is saying. Praise the Lord. And that happens in many churches all over the world, in many places. Why? They look at, they say, Pastor, if I was pastor, this is what I would be doing. But God didn't tell pastor to do that. So you are not pastor, so just don't do if I were. You are not. The one that pastor have told you, do that one. Only few amen I'm hearing. Do it, it's for your benefit. Praise the Lord. Because you see, God did not tell Moses to bring the Midianite, but that man has sown into the kingdom. So Moses, authority has been given to him. So he said, okay, you just come. The rest is up to you. Praise the Lord. We will come to the place where God wants every one of us. Say amen. Did we do 30 already? Verse 30. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. What an offer giving. This is what I mean. Don't let your talent and your skill make you to make the wrong decision. Somebody do a sila moment there. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, help me. Help me all the time. Help me all the time. I think the Lord is, I said I will not make comment, but I think he's setting some people free, maybe not just here, but also hearing the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. 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 This is where you have people, they when they start, they believe in the vision and the word of the Lord that's coming through the ministerial head of the ministry. Then after a while, I say, I will do it different. I don't like this. But God has not given that instruction. And when God say move, you do what? Move. Because this one, his mind and what he thinks he knows has taken over. I will not go. Everybody that has been told, command, move forward, they are moving. It came to your turn, move. You say, I will not go. Somebody say, Lord, help me. Let me not miss my moment. Say a big amen. Verse 31, and he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. See, you still needed, be eyes, continue with what you were doing. Verse 32, and it shall be, if thou go with us, yea, it shall be, that what goodness the Lord shall do unto us, the same we will do unto thee. Say amen. Let me be at the right place at the right time. Say amen to that. Say, Lord, let me be at the right place at the right time. Verse 33, and they departed from the mount of the Lord 3 days journey, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them in 3 days journey to search out a resting place for them. Moses had to contend for his father-in-law, come along, because he's been good, and he wants to do good to him. Praise the Lord. See, if you've been good to the man of God or to the woman of God, they contend with you. When they see something is going off, they don't let go. They begin to pray and contend and begin to move you. May you not drag away too long because the cloud is moving and they got to move. So move with the cloud of glory. Hallelujah. And the cloud, verse 34. And the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day, and when they went out of the camp. And it came to pass, when the ark set forward, that Moses said, "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee from before thee." Can you say that again? Let's say it together. "Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered, and let them that hate thee flee before thee." Say amen. And when it rested, he said, "Return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel." May the Lord return to you and your household, to your family, to thousands and thousands of people that God has entrusted their souls to be led into the kingdom of God. Father, arise. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Arise, O God. Rise upon every family member, everyone who's calling upon the name of the Lord. Can somebody call him Lord? Call him Lord. Lord! We thank you that you are remembering every member of our families right now. Can you say, "Lord, remember me. Remember my family. Remember my household. Remember my city. Remember my nation." In Jesus' mighty name, say a big amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that you remember Israel now. Remember Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace to the people of Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant you made with our fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The fulfillment of it is happening even now, and it's happening to all nations. Out of Abraham, you said you bless the nations. We remember our fathers, and we remember your covenant promises. Lord, remember them, O Lord, and have mercy on us. And hear our cries. Reward us and bless us, and cause us to live. Let the breath of life live in us, that this time next year again we will praise you. We will shout unto the Lord. We shall live and not die, and testify of the goodness of God in the land of the living, living in divine health, divine wealth, divine prosperity, divine favor, divine goodness, divine wisdom. Lord, we give you praise. Be in the service this morning. Bless everyone. Those that are sick, we declare them, be healed, be restored, be made whole. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with all our enemies, including sickness and disease, lack and poverty, disgrace, and lack of any barrenness. All are scattered. We receive fruitfulness in every dimension, in every area of our lives, in the name of Jesus, in our businesses, ministry, family, marriage, children, grandparents, great-grandparents, anyone, oh God, sons and daughters, spouses, in the mighty name of Jesus. And those who are looking for a spouse, provide them. This is a season of reward. Reward and bring them the right people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless your children. No barrenness or feebleness in our midst. Fruitfulness only. Somebody shout fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. This is my year of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. The blessing have started. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. It has started. It has started. It has started. Lift your hands up and say, "I receive. I receive my portion. I receive my portion." In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we thank you for the word of the Lord. Let it come with power, grace, favor, mercy, truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and growth and multiplication. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Apostle, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. The Lord spoke to me this morning, or during the service, and he set something in motion. He said, I'm calling for Operation Full House, every seat occupied. How many of you received that word? God is giving us charge. He says it's Operation Full House. When God says Operation Full House, it means he has dispatched angels to assist in the assignment. Amen? Praise God. Praise God. Every seat occupied. God is good? Amen. Thank God for his word. When God gives words like that, I know he is already declaring something in the heavens that must be manifested in the earth realm. Hallelujah. When God said to us last year, in the year of restructuring, he gave us the word of restructuring and restoration. And part of the word that came with that was that he wanted everything in this house changed. Hallelujah. It was not by our might or power, but we got it done. Because he was on our side. And he's spoken again. Operation Full House. Somebody say, Operation Full House. Hallelujah. Now, the fullness of God is not just a fullness of people. It's a fullness of the graces of God. Nothing missing, nothing broken, everything fired up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Every testimony that is possible released in our midst. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say it again, Operation Full House. Every seat occupied. Say, Lord, I receive my anointing to fulfill my part in bringing about the fullness of this operation. Amen. Do you receive it? Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Well, the last few days we have been on the subject of the Lord that he has proclaimed. And the word of the Lord is what? Lord, remember me. Got it. Got it. Lord, remember me. Lord, remember me. And the Bible says God remembered Hannah, and Hannah that was barren became pregnant. Hallelujah. God remembered Rachel, and Rachel that was barren became pregnant. God, when God remembers you, something changes for your good. Hallelujah. God is saying, for you to proclaim out of your mouth, Lord, remember me. Amen. It's not like God forgets you. But when God says, remember me, you've heard me say it many times before, that remembrance is a function not just of memory, but a function of bringing together all that has happened in the senses. That means that for you to remember something, your five senses are engaged. Your sense of smell, your sense of sight, your sense of touch is engaged. Your sense of hearing is engaged. All of your five senses are engaged. If any part of those senses is dislocated, you find it difficult to remember. For you to remember what is happening right now, what he is doing right there, is part of how you're going to remember. Every noise around you, everything that you are seeing, everything that you are feeling, all of that, when those individual members of your senses are brought together or remembered, you remember. So when God says, Lord, remember me, it's not just a function of God having the memory of you. It's a function of God putting you together. Oh, my Lord. Somebody say, God is putting me together. I am remembered. Every part of my person is brought together and functioning as one. Did you get it? That's what God is doing in your life right now. He's bringing your life together. Every missing part has been brought together. Those things that do not belong have been eradicated. Praise God. This is not part of you. Gone. That is not part of you. Gone. Say, Lord, anything that I have acquired by any means that does not belong to me, that is not part of my destiny, remove it and bring back all that belongs to me. Wherever they are being brought together now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible tells us about the dry bones in the wilderness. Oh, Rabashate Kiribrakataye. Oh, wow. Glory be to God. I love it when God puts it together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Ezekiel chapter 37, the Bible tells us about the valley of the dry bones. Your bones all scattered all over the place. And the word of the Lord was this, and the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me. He carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. When bones are that dry, they are very brittle. You can't do much with it. But God said, Son of man, can these bones live? Dry bones, can they live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. The reason I paused a while ago was because this was an experience God gave to me many years ago while I was in San Bernardino, California. I was kneeling by the ottoman in the family room when God, by His Spirit, picked me up and brought me to a place that was a wilderness. I knew not where this place was, but I could see the tumbleweeds blowing. There was nothing. It was barren. It was a wilderness. And I heard the voice of the Lord. Can there be life here? And I spoke back to the Lord those words that you read a moment ago. Thou knowest. And he said to me, he says, just say, let there be life. And I said, let there be life. And when I spoke those words, a city appeared before me. I knew not where I was until 1985. When God showed me where he brought me, California, San Bernardino, California. You know how far that is. But God, by his Spirit, brought me to Winnipeg, to a place called Pipeline. I saw where God brought me. I saw the buildings. I saw the bus. In fact, just a few days ago, they were having some kind of motor thing in the Garden City Mall. And there, what did I see? The buses I saw then. They're not like the buses you see now. It was the buses as of then. They were there. I saw the buses again. And as I was driving in the mall, I said, Lord, those are those buses you showed me. I did not know that this morning that I was going to be speaking to you from this passage of Scripture. In fact, I did not know that I was going to be going to this particular verse at all. The Lord kept it away from me. All he said to me was, it's operation, what? Full house. Last night, the Lord said to us about the increase that he's bringing about, that is going to go far and wide, the gatherings of his people. Hallelujah. He's still saying the same thing. Say, let it be unto us according to thy word. Lord, remember us. Amen. God, when God wants to remember you and put you together, he eradicates what does not belong. And he said that to us last night. I'm going to get rid of what does not belong. Amen. And then I'm going to bring what belongs. Do not bemoan what I remove. Celebrate. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ezekiel says, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The valley of dry bones for us is this valley. The valley called Winnipeg, called Manitoba, called Canada. But we will say the word of the word, the word of the word, the word of the word. We will say the word of the word. Hallelujah. I said, we will say the word of the word. Praise God. And what is the word of the Lord? The word of the word. It says, hear the word of the Lord. Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, hear the word of the Lord. World, hear the word of the Lord. Hear it now in the name of Jesus. Hear it now in the name of Jesus. It is Operation Full House. Now in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. Be to the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. He spoke to those bones, dry as they were. And God began a process. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall what? Live. The breath of God is the word of God. Let the word of God enter us now. Hallelujah. God speaks. But what did he say? He said what he was going to do at the end. But he spoke it first. I don't know if you heard what I just said. Ezekiel speaks to the dry bones and says, behold, I will cause bread to enter you, and ye shall live. Dry bones? You're going to live? This is messed up. How did they become dry bones? They once lived. But now, they've been dead for the longest time. But God was a God of renewal, the God of revival, the God of restoration, the God of resurrection life. Somebody shout hallelujah. He says, and I will lay sinews upon you and will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you. And ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Glory be to God. God starts when he has finished. And God has finished, and now he's starting. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Said, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to put breath in you. But that's the first thing he said. He says, and you're going to live, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Call your name and say, I will know. Call your name. Michael, you call your name. I will know that the Lord is the Lord. Amen. It shall be manifested in my life and in my environment. Change has come. Transformation is here. In the mighty name of Jesus, my story is changed. Glory be to God. Those that celebrated my death will see me come back alive. Hallelujah. I am alive because God is alive in me. Amen. The enemy that stole what belongs to you made a mistake, because you are coming up greater. Praise God. He says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. Wait a minute. The Lord didn't say anything about this part. You see, when God gives you his word, he doesn't give you all of it. But something happens in your story that you did not expect. And what he did not expect was what started happening. There was a shaking, and the bones began to come together, bone to his bone. Someone say restructuring. Someone say restoration. God is putting things together. He knows which bone belongs to which bone. the humorous of James or Peter or Obadiah or Jehu, whatever the name was, Jehu's bone, humorous bone, did not go with James. Wherever your bone was, if it was a kilometer away because somebody moved it, that bone left wherever it was. That one left wherever it was. That one left wherever it was. And they started finding each other. May you, all of your parts, find each other in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. If your husband is in Jakarta, he's moving now. Hallelujah. Wherever that man is, he's moving. He has no choice. He is moving now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because God is putting you together again. Oh, I messed up my relationship and I did this and I did that. God is putting you together. God is putting your story together. No matter where they went, God is putting together, because he's saying to you and I, say, remember me. Remember me. Put me back together. Hallelujah. Every member, wherever they are, put together. I assure you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you are going to hear from people that you've not heard from for a while. Somebody's going to call you that you didn't expect. You thought that relationship was dead, and God puts it together because God is remembering you. Yesterday, Mama and I went somewhere. There was a gentleman, a young man from maybe 30 plus years, almost 40 years ago, that we knew. And maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we were talking about this particular individual and saying, oh, that's where he used to live. And the building was gone. But where is he now? We didn't know. And yesterday, we went to this place to fill some forms to get some documents. And who do we see? The young man that we were just thinking about. Hallelujah. We're supposed to pay certain fees, waived off. Hallelujah. We've known each other too long. We're not doing that. Oh, glory to God. When God is putting things together, things begin to fall into place. Favor begins to flow into your life. I decree by the authority of the word of God, favor has come upon you. It is pursuing after you. It is overtaking you. You have come to the place of supernatural acquaintance and renewal by the authority of the word of God. God is fighting for you, and when God fights for you, you will never lose. Somebody shout hallelujah. Bones began to come together, bone after bone. And behold, the sinews, what God said, began to line itself. See, when God wants to bless you, he restructures you. He puts everything to order. And I say to you, child of God, that God is putting his house in order. Not just this house, but his house everywhere. You are going to see the changes that are going to take place in the restructuring of the body. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is going to be a separation, glory be to God, of the church from the church, because God is going to raise up a church that is birthed by his anointing. Hallelujah. A church that is alive and equipped, enabled by the Spirit of God. He did it for Gideon. Hallelujah. Before Gideon took out those Midianites, God filled him with his word, but he also streamlined the people. And when he was left with the least, left with a minority, left with what seemed like this is a hopeless case. If I had those numbers, maybe I might have had a fighting chance. Now you've gotten rid of all of them, and now I'm left with the remnant. 300 men. And God says, Suki Suki, now let's go get it. Huh? With 300? Yes. That's all I need. And this way you won't have to take credit for it, because this is my doing. I am going to do this, and it will be marvelous in your eyes. And you are going to declare that I am the Lord, your God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sinews began to come on. Flesh came on. The skin came on and covered them. But there was no breath in them. No breath. But that's what God said he was going to do. That was the first thing he said. Now all we have are dead bodies. But dead bodies that you look at and say, these dead bodies are going to revert back to dry bones, because they're dead. They're dead. But God says, no. They're not dead. I put it together so I can fill them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. There was no breath. Then he said, prophesy unto the wind. Bible says that they that are born again of the Spirit, they are like the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. See, the four winds represent the four cardinal points, meaning that God is saying from the north, the east, the west, and the south. And what does that spell? North, east, west, and south. News. The good news is going to blow. Hallelujah. The good news of the gospel is going to flow freely and richly, and transformation is going to take place in our world, because God is on the move. In Numbers 10, the Bible tells us that when the trumpet was blown, Mama read it to us, then the cloud moved. Hallelujah. God started to move. And every tribe started to follow one after the other in their particular order. Glory be to God. And the Bible says the cloud went ahead of them to secure where they were going to rest. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Lord gave us a word. Remember me. And then he said, this is the year of rest. Do you remember me talking about that? Well, the Holy Spirit is going to go ahead of us and locate the place of rest. Because you see, child of God, when God says increase and multiplication, he's thinking expansion. And just like God found us this place, God will find us a place. Hallelujah. And the Bible says it was a 3-day journey. 3 days journey. And the Holy Spirit found a place. And the Bible says, this is powerful. It is so powerful. And I want you to join me in making this proclamation this morning. It is found in Numbers chapter 10. We're going to come back to Ezekiel. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 35. Numbers 10 and verse 35. Word of God says, and it came to pass when the ark set forward that Moses said, stand up and declare it. Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be what? Scattered. And let them that hate thee flee before thee. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say it again. Rise up, Lord, and let thine enemies be scattered. And let them that hate thee flee before thee. And Bible says a declaration. It says, and when it rested, when God brought them to that place of rest, he said, return, O Lord, unto the many thousands of Israel. Somebody shout hallelujah. God, go fight for us. And when you finish it, come back. Come back and stay with us. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Lord is going ahead of you, and he will return by the proclamation of faith. Do you receive that word? You may be seated. The God we serve is faithful. In Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 9 again, he prophesied, come from the four winds, O bread, and breed upon this land that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded, and the bread came unto them, and they what? Lived. And stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. You see, oh, Ravashande Ketewa. When the army is moving, excuse me, when the army is moving to do something, they call it an operation. God has called this operation, Operation Full House. Somebody shout it out loud. Operation Full House. One more time. Operation Full House. The exceeding great army are marching to establish the word of God. Are you part of that army that God is raising up by his Spirit then he must be breathing into you. And when God breathes into you, you become a living soul. You come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Someone shout, I am alive. God goes ahead of you to dismantle every work of the enemy. And he decrees a decree. And that decree decrees that you are a son of the Most High God. In Psalm chapter 2 and verse 6, Psalm 2 and verse 6. The word of God says, yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. And on the mount of the Lord there is deliverance. Amen. I will declare the decree. The Lord had said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And what is it that the son is supposed to do? The Bible says, the word of God, when he recognized and declared the decree of the Lord, that he is the son of God. He says, instruction, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. Listen, everything that you're hearing right now is based on what God is saying right now. I have not even touched any of the scripture verses that I sense I was supposed to continue on. Because God is declaring a decree over us. And he's saying, ask of me. And the way we're going to wrap this morning is we are going to cry out unto the Lord. Give us. Give us the heathen for our inheritance. And the utmost parts of the earth for our possession. Somebody shout hallelujah. God has something on his mind that is not going to be stopped because he has declared an operation. Amen. Hallelujah. And the host of heaven will join with the host on the earth to bring to pass the will of God. And it shall be said of men near and far, blessed be and be magnified the Lord who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. Glory be to God. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish from the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. My God arose and his enemies were scattered. My God arose and his enemies are scattered. My God arose and his enemies be scattered. My God arose. My God arose. Hallelujah. My God arose. Hallelujah. My God arose. Hallelujah. My God arose. Amen. 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 When God fights for his people, there are no contingencies for failure. When God is with you, who can be against you? So many times we hear the word of the Lord, and sometimes we set it aside and said, I've heard that before. I will believe it when I see it. But God says, blessed are those who didn't believe to see it, or rather see before they believed it, but rather believed and saw it. Amen? Those that believe will see. Those that want to see before they believe do not operate in the blessed. The blessing is in believing God and then seeing a manifestation. If God took time to talk to you, give you a vision, reveal to you in a dream, gave you a prophetic word, if he took time to do that, then he's assuring you that he will do exceedingly far beyond what he said to you. Oh Lord God Almighty. If God gives you a word, he intends to do far beyond whatever he told you. Let me say to these people over here, if God gave you a word, he intends to do exceedingly far beyond whatever it is that he told you. If you've ever received a word from God, run with that. If you receive exactly what he said, you have the right to say, where is the rest? Hallelujah. Where is the rest? Glory be to God. Where is the rest? You told me 20. Where is the rest? Because God is a God of Jara. If you're Nigerian, you know what I said. He's a God of bonuses. Huh? He's a God of extra, 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 extra good news. Extra, 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 extra good news. Extra good news. Extra, extra, extra good news. Do you receive the extra? Then you must have received whatever it is that he said before the extra. Amen. Expect the extra. Glory be to God. Amen. 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 You see, when you are operating in the goodness of God, and you buy a house, and you step into that house, you have to the right to say, where's the extra? What else comes with this? Amen? What else comes with it? Dishwasher? Microwave? A big freezer? Whatever. Extra! You buy a car. Extra, extra. Amen. I didn't pay just for that. Where is the extra? The Lord has promised me extra. Hallelujah. I'm married now. The extra, I get children. Amen. The extra, I'll give birth to those children without pain. Somebody help me. No, none of that. With the child is going to come, speedified. Hallelujah. That's the extra. Amen. Is somebody listening? Glory be to God. God has extra on his mind. He said, I'm going to make you head and not tail. Above only, not beneath. Amen. You receive that word? I'm going to stop there. The Lord says, leave the rest for tonight. So I'm going to stop right there. But we're going to do something tonight. The Word of God says that we should ask Him for the heathen. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to put that particular psalm on the screen. And wherever you are, as we are declaring Operation Full House, every seat occupied. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That means when God builds a big arena, hallelujah, when we start, every seat occupied. Hallelujah. That means you have to have multiple services as you are starting, no matter where you are. Every son and every daughter that God is raising up in this household will have multiples. Multiples increase on every side in the name of Jesus Christ, because the blessing of the Lord has already gone ahead. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The instruction of the Lord is, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance. The Word of God tells us that the heathen will bring on their shoulders our children. Is that what the Word of the Lord was? Hallelujah. That kings will bow down. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. We're going to ask this very moment, with our voices as the army of the Lord in the earth realm, we are going to align with heaven right this very moment, and we're going to begin to declare this glorious miracle. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're a businessman, a businesswoman, you have a business, you are selling stuff, whatever, we are declaring right this very moment as we call forth, we are declaring supernatural abundance. Amen. In every area, whatever concerns you. But the Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto you. We're going to start with what God says we should do right now. I'm declaring to people that are in business, get ready for an overflow by the authority of the Word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I was praying a prayer this morning as I was coming early this morning to the house of the Lord. Many years ago, Mom and I were praying a similar prayer. Our firstborn was just a few months old. At that time, they didn't have car seats like you have now. Some little flimsy thing. And the baby was with with Mama, and as we were talking about what God was going to do with the ministry, we're in Eldishin. Is it Eldishin? Yeah, Eldishin. Our vehicle on Highway 59, as we were just celebrating what God was going to do, boom, our car was off the road and we're in the ditch. And just then, other vehicles came and they pulled us out from that ditch. The enemy wanted to kill us. This morning, I was praying a prayer and thanking God for this particular miracle that He was unleashing on us, our ministry. And as I was doing so, I almost got into an accident. I'm coming, and it was going to be my fault. I got in and I crossed a stop sign, and as I looked, the vehicles coming on that side and on that side, and never all these years that I've been coming here early in the morning to pray for the service, never do I see cars. It never happens. For years, I don't see any cars. But all of a sudden, I'm praying this prayer, and here are the cars. And I say, what is going on? I crossed. I say, Lord, how did I miss the stop sign? And the Lord said to me, you were praying a prayer, and the enemy knows there is going to be a manifestation of what you just prayed and what you are saying, and wanted to take you out. He says, but I am here. I've built a wall around you. Oh my Lord. Oh my Lord. I got so excited. What the enemy planned for evil, God me praying that prayer even more. I just went on fire on it. Whoa! Glory to God. Something is happening in the realm of the spirit, and we are going to call forth the heathen. That's our inheritance. The lost coming to salvation in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. They cannot stop but run into the house of the Lord and say, I have come. The voice of God keeps on speaking to me. I cannot sleep. I have to come. And they are not going to come empty-handed. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. The blessing is upon your life. The blessing is on my life. The blessing is upon us. It is pursuing after us and overtaking us. Rise with me. Hallelujah. I want you to lift up your voice before the Lord right now and begin to give God thanks as you ask Him. Give me, Lord. Give us, O God, the heathen for our inheritance. Give us the heathen, O Lord, for our inheritance. Give, O God, Glory and Peace Church, the heathen for our inheritance. The utmost parts of the earth for our possession. Call your business. Call your family. Call it now in the name of Jesus. The authority of the Word of God is aligned in agreement with you. And this very moment, you are breaking everything that can be broken in the name of Jesus. You are dashing down everything that stands in the way, and God's name is exalted in the mighty name of Jesus. We receive, Father. 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 We receive, Father, that which we've asked of you. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ for the heathen, for our inheritance, in the mighty name of Jesus. They come from the north. They come from the east. They come from the west. They come from the south. They come from far and near. We ask, oh God, for the utmost parts of the earth. Oh God, for our possession. We'll receive it. 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 we receive it. Remember us, Lord. Remember us, Lord. Remember us, Lord. Bring your people together. Gather them from the far. Gather them from the near. Gather them locally, gather them globally, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that every son and every daughter, their needs are met. Your supernatural fire is blowing and burning up everything that does not belong. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you are arresting every spirit that is not of you. And Lord, oh God, you are blessing your people and making them a blessing. Somebody shout hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Somebody shout, Operation Full House. Shout it again, Operation Full House. Say it again, Operation Full House. This is the word of the Lord. We are engaging that word right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Praise God. What song are you playing there? Sing it if you can.
It around, it turning around. What the enemy planned for evil, Jesus turned it around for me. What the enemy planned for evil, Jesus turned it around. He turned it around.
Somebody shout hallelujah. I didn't know what the song was, but the Lord said, I want them to sing it out. And what a perfect song. Hallelujah. Are you ready to receive everything Father has for you? Say, I receive it. Amen. I'm pulling to you. Amen. I receive it. All my Father has for me. Glory be to God. Say, I receive it. I am remembered of the Lord. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Mama, please come. Keep on playing it in the background. You can sing it if you want. But we're going to sharing communion together. But at this time also, this is a time of us giving our offering to the Lord. Amen. Our tithe and our offerings. During the last few days, we've been doing something with our giving. When the offering and the tithe and the first fruits or whatever is being released, we have blown the shofar. We're going to have the shofar blown again, but I want you to, as the song is being sung, I want you to see Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. And I want you to read it. Read it. Actually, we'll read verse 9, Numbers 9, 10, verse 9, and then verse 10. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is on a war path for you. Amen. The word of God says, and if you go to war in your land against the enemy that oppress at you, then you shall blow an alarm with the trumpets, and ye shall be remembered before the Lord your God, and ye shall be saved from your enemies. And verse 10, also in the day of your gladness. Is this day that day of gladness for you? Then shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Also in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginnings of your months, ye shall blow with the trumpets over your what? Burnt offerings, and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that they may be to you for a memorial before your God. I am the Lord your God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come and give your offering, and the shofar is going to be blown. Amen. And you keep on singing. God can walk and chew at the same time. Jesus, God, somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are going to take off this body and we're going to eat. And the Lord says, whenever it is that you come together and you take off this body, my flesh, and take off this cup, my blood, he says, as often as you do it in the remembrance of me. Amen. We take off this body and we eat. We are the body of Christ. We are put back together. Amen? Hallelujah. Take and eat in Jesus' name.
Say, Lord.
Lord.
Remember me.
Remember me.
Lord.
Remember.
Lord, remember me.
Remember me.
Give me the hidden.
Give me the hidden.
For my inheritance.
For my inheritance.
Give me the uttermost parts.
Give me the uttermost parts.
Of the earth.
Of the earth.
For my possession.
For my possession.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Take and drink.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We celebrate the Bokuns. Today is their 12th anniversary.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
And the Lord has been good in their
Amen.
Lives. We thank God for you.
Blessings.
Amen. Blessings. And Amen. We bless everyone else that is celebrating an anniversary, whatever that anniversary is, or birthday, amen, or some special time in your life. May the blessings of God pursue after you and overtake you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
We will disconnect from the rest of the world, but at this time, we want to say hello.
Before we disconnect, I'm going to add something to the testimony you were sharing so they can get that part of it. You know, the deliverance from death, that was 81. Yes, the particular spot where we had that accident, the baby actually flew out of my hand. There was no scratch, no damage. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I hit my head on the front dashboard. And that particular spot, many people have died in that spot. That's what they told us. They don't make it. That place has killed so many people. Yeah. But we just walked out of it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
All we were talking about, what the Lord sent us here and what to do. And that's mostly what our conversation is when we are together. And here, the enemy hated what God, because, you know, we did not understand you have to prophesy. But now we know we were saying the sayings of the Lord, and it was affecting the whole environment. And the devil did not like it. We did not know we were crossing the place of death while we were speaking life. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And I told Apostle, I said, the season of that time for us to grow has come. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And this happened this morning. The same way death was coming, but crossover, so that now the message God gave him to preach is not what he preached. He preached a prophetic message this morning and the declarings of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Lord said, read that Numbers 10, read the whole thing. I looked at it so long. I said, wow. But read it anyway and look what the Lord has done. So you are in a prophetic service. Mark this day in your life that something major has happened. And I was hearing in my spirit that many of you have been for the longest time waiting and waiting. When is this going to happen? A lot of you are going to become true pastors and coming, because there's going to be more than enough work for you to do. And many of you have been trained through the years, but even in your workplaces, you're being trained for what is coming. God is going to use a lot of you. The work is mega. He has not called us to a small ministry. It has never been small. You look at it as small because you're looking at what you see with your eyes. It has always been big. The multitude of souls, even before multitudes have been seen anywhere, we saw it. You know, when the Spirit shows it, that's the true thing. We have seen the multitudes, and the Lord is coming, because it says it's end time soul harvesting. So something powerful is happening even now. So I like everyone hearing the sound of my voice. Those of you here, say, Lord, make me a part of this.
Make me a part of this.
Let me not be left behind.
Let me not be left
Let
behind.
Me be part of your vision.
Let me be part
and
of your
mission.
And your mission
for our world.
For our world.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Well, we want to thank God for Sister Jeanette.
Yes. Hi, thank Sister God Jeanette. For Shalom.
The Minot family.